Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, live and dynamic. And, of course, we do a couple of things uniquely here. Number one, we do a mix of conservative and what I call real functional medicine, which basically covers everything from the best of medicine to best nutraceuticals. We also cover what I call solutions-based, which is not left or right, but solutions-based geopolitical solutions. And we cover spirituality. I'm a messianic Christian believer, but my belief systems, I try to make them both simple and logical, and so people can walk away less confused and able to ask better questions. The main thing we want people to do, especially when they listen to the first hour on Wednesdays, we often have Harley Schlanger or Keisha Rogers, an excellent co-host on the program every Wednesday. And Keisha's got some interesting things to talk about in terms of what's going on with the world. I managed to get a hold of Harley, and of course he's at home being Mr. Dr. Mom, or Dr. Dad, I guess we'd say, taking care of a family sick with flu. Keisha, you have been a candidate in the Houston area. You understand, and you're very intelligent in terms of your approach toward, as LaRouche's, as LaRouche Foundation, to solutions-based geopolitical answers. And it's a total opposition to what's going on with the Obama government. I mean, if Obama was a business manager, even a small business or a large business, and you got to think of America as a large corporate business, he's driving it into the ground. He's also promulgating, by what we call, being on both sides of ISIS, multiple wars now that are raging through the Middle East. We're teetering on the edge of a geopolitical collapse, and instead of collaborating with China and Russia and rising BRICS economies, we've been fighting with them, which is going to eventually kill our dollar, which the petrodollar is dying now, and kill our economy. It's everything that Obama is doing is dissembling the United States of America in terms of a constitutional republic and a properly operating business. So, Keisha, let's go to some of these points.
Sure, sure. Well, I think to start with, you know, the idea has to be that we have to rid the culture of, rid the United States of a culture of degeneracy. And the degeneracy is exactly what we're seeing right now when you have a bunch of dwarfs and lunatics who are being put up as qualified or so-called qualified leadership of the nation. When you have the rest of the entire world, which is defining a new direction for mankind. And so, you know, you just look at the epitome of degeneracy. We were talking about this just a few moments ago with a discussion I was having with Mr. LaRouche, where the leading article of the New York Times is about, you know, another lunatic, Scott Walker, announcing his candidacy for the presidency. So you have... And the article was, the statement of the article, the headline was, Scott Walker allergic to dogs, sets a new precedent for the, challenges the historic precedent. But this is, the reality is, the point being is we've come to a point where the fact that you have a nation right now which has lost its moral fitness to survive, has lost its moral compass, should we say, that is completely disconnected from the reality of what's going on in the world. You have now before us a total transformation that's happening with the developments that are continuing to take off by being led by China, being led by the BRICS nations, which we've talked about a number of times on the show here, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now over 46 nations have joined with China's initiative for the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank. And the American people wonder why there is no sense of optimism. And the whole world is optimistic because they have set a new standard for the progress of mankind. And it is the fact that really we should be looking at Obama is being ridiculed and made to look like a complete April Fool that needs to be totally thrown out of office now. And this reality should really shock some people into action when you look at the fact that, you know, we're still dealing with lunatics controlling our institutions of government, such as Obama and the Bush policy, acting on behalf of Wall Street and a continued collapsing financial system where the rest of the world is going for progress and development through real scientific method. So we got to change the way we're thinking in this society or we're going to really get left behind.
Yeah, let's talk about solutions. LaRouche has a lot of solutions that are being echoed in a sense by policies and public pronouncements by China. For example, last year they announced they're going to have 3,500 plus Chinese scientists bring tokamak fusion reactors to America. Interestingly, a month ago, Lockheed Martin announced that they have a model for a tokamak fusion reactor, which I've talked about for years. And I actually gave some technical details how to build it because I know this technology has existed. And we have it for almost 60 years, and we've actually miniaturized it too for interplanetary spacecraft and for all kinds of special black op projects. So what we need to understand is that a lot of these things are actually out of the box in Warehouse 13. They've bifurcated technology to suppress energy technology, information technology, anti-aging technology, even nuclear detoxification technology. What we really need to do is have a whole different model of what an economy is. Because we're moving into an information and a production age with 3D printing, where in the future, less and less of the population will actually have to do, quote, physical labor. We'll have not only robotic plants, but 3D printing and a lot of other technologies. So the real, if you want to call it property or work of the future, will be not only the maintenance of physical buildings that we call maintenance, but also the selling of technology, the developing of new technology, especially for life extension and life enhancement, and technology that doesn't either consume oxygen or pollute the planet and destroy the biosphere. That's called energy flux density, and we need to collaborate with nations, for example, like China and Russia, on things like space weather, near space objects, such as Apophis, which is coming in 15 years. We've talked in the past, and people have talked about Planet X. Planet X is a real issue. It is a dwarf star that is coming in from the outer solar system and is pushing in already comets. We need to be aware that these comets can cause cataclysmic things on the Earth, and we can redirect them so they don't strike the planet, or we can put them in orbit. That requires us to collaborate with other advanced nations like Russia and China to get this job done.
I want to point people's attention to the fact that Ben Denniston of the LaRouche Science and Research Team, known as the Basement Team, has just written a very remarkable paper on the water crisis as a global perspective, a global crisis. And the name of this paper is called New Perspective on the Western Water Crisis. And that can be found, I think you have that. People can go also to the LaRouche website and get that. But that has to be the central focus of how we're thinking about solving these problems.
Let me explain part of the solution to that, because I mentioned on the show, and I put people a challenge out there. I said, you know, present any problem, geopolitical, environmental, medical, etc., and I will provide you either a solution or a framework for a solution. This is what LaRouche does. He provides the intellectual framework for a solution. That's why all of the people in your organization don't just regurgitate. They are taught how to think. And, for example, we know, if you've heard of a thing called primary water. In fact, in hour three, we're going to have Deborah Tavares talk about it, and we have the links up to the primary water website. Primary water is like primary oil. Oil is not generated by dinosaurs and ferns. The primary water is, there's more water under the continents and in the under the crust of the Earth than in all of the oceans of the planet and all of the lakes and all the vapor and the clouds around the planet. A lot more water. When we look at the book of Genesis, it talks about that, the waters of the deep and the water from above. So primary water is clean. We also don't need, we want to be hydrofracking and destroying what aquifers we do have, which destroys the ability to create clean water and clean food, which is insane policy because there's non-toxic fracking, but we don't even need it. So.
Right, and the problem is that the flaw in thinking becomes when people put this as a local water crisis or...
Exactly.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
And, welcome back in. So some of the stories that Harley has and LaRouche have put together over the last few weeks, we've got a number of burning issues. We have the German Wings aircraft crash, which we have expert opinions suggesting that the timing is very suspicious in terms of Germans' vacillation back and forth with Russia, trying to make alliances with Russia, and then on the other side trying to lockstep walk with America and the globalist banks, which basically want a dialectical financial and geopolitical and military warfare with Russia or proxy warfare. Already the Russians have lined up all of their military hardware along the European border. They've taken over Crimea, and not because not because the people didn't want it, but they've taken over Crimea because of the geopolitical dangers of the advance of NATO into territory that's the satellite nations of Russia. And we didn't treat them with respect. If we treated Russia with respect, we'd get rid of the drug trade in Afghanistan. We would have probably a Trans-Siberian pipeline and superhighway and railway running from Russia to Alaska. And at the narrowest point, it's only 55 miles across the strait. So it's doable. And to me, it's insane that we'd have these giant supplies of oil and gas that are high quality that would stop pollution from China and cause massive increases in industry. And you could literally drive from London, England, going along the tunnel. You could actually take the tunnel and go from London, England, 12,700 miles all the way through through to Alaska and right across. I mean, you literally could cross the United States and go from London, England to New York City, traveling 12,700 miles. That's a doable thing. These aren't going to happen under people like President Obama. What we'll have is war and devastation and a planet dead. What do you think, Aficia? This is pretty insane, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you also can look at Obama has been isolated. And when you have even the allies of Obama, when Sweden and Britain and almost every single other major nation, all of the Nordic nations, today or just yesterday, Kazakhstan and even Taiwan have announced their application for the AIIB. And what did Obama say? We don't need this China AIIB. What we need is we need to continue with the policy of the hegemony of the United States being the superpower and pushing sanctions and war against Russia and China as the enemies of mankind. And everybody is looking at him like the laughing stock. And the point is, as I said before, we have to wage a war on stupidity in the population. Are you going to continue to go along with this? And the reality is we're at a crossroads. We're either going to see mankind, 6 billion people, brought to the point of total annihilation under the hand of a lunatic and with thermonuclear war and people within the financial factions of Wall Street and the City of London who are moving toward total destruction, and they will bring everything down with them if we don't wake up. If the American people don't wake up and get with the program, that there is a new system, a new game in town, that the United States has been brought, invited to join into what the president of China is calling a win-win strategy. And thinking people know that there's no winnable solution to the direction we're going in. The whole Trans-Pacific Partnership, the crazy policies that are coming from Obama. And I think that I'll just tell people, if you haven't had a chance, for those who are paying attention to the LaRouche activities, to go to our website and see the remarkable conference that was done by the Schiller Institute that we aired on the website. And this was called the BRICS Option. And Helga Zepp-LaRouche was a key speaker at this event. This has been an ongoing series of conferences that we're doing to educate the population. And what was presented there was getting out of the geopolitics, getting out of the what's accepted as truth and doctrine, or what people believe is possible and not possible, what you can change and not change. It's all a bunch of crap. It's all fraud. So how do you actually bring about a real solution?
Well, and again, here's my solution for finances. We need to have a system where the international banks are at their end. What I found was about 3 years ago, even the derivatives market couldn't make money with their crazy schemes. They're not making money anymore. They used to make buckets of money. What's going on is we're actually having a collapse of the world economy, but it's collapsing at a differential rate, so the American dollar isn't falling quite as fast as other economies. But when you have collapsing economies, it always leads to war. So if we don't stop this process, it'll eventually lead to war, because the bankers feel the ultimate process to wipe the books clean and to start from scratch and to still maintain control is to bring about world war. Well, we won't survive a World War III. And here's my formula for each country's value of their currency and what they should do. We should have an international currency like the Bretton Woods system. But the way it should be done is you rate the economy of a country based on their intellectual property, their physical production of goods and services, their intellectual production of goods and services, and the value of their lands, minerals, and other things. And you can actually have a, if you want to call actuarial tables, that could create a value sheet and say, okay, you can have a differential amount of money that you generate with that economy that's locked into international base, so you don't have vile fluctuations in the dollar, which is being manipulated, or the currency of any country. And you have an international exchange system, so you don't end up with a lot of cryptocurrencies and economies trying to sidestep taxes, so it destroys the nation states. A lot of people think that nation states to go away, we should have global government. No. You need to have strong nation states, but you want a strong international currency, and we want to have the stability of intellectual property, so countries like China would respect international patent laws, and they could do business with the West, because a lot of companies won't do business with them because they don't respect those patent laws. The Russians want to expand from a single-based energy economy. They have the best physicists on the planet, the best, some of the best engineers. The Japanese are excellent, and the Chinese are creating new variations in technology and expanding it dramatically. If we combine all our talents and if we make a stable economic platform for the planet, we won't have war. War is basically due to economic stagnation, where the velocity of money drops, the rate of credit to business, like the Hamiltonian credit system we've talked about before, allows a person with a garage business or a great idea to turn it into a small, medium, large business, or to be bought into by a big corporation that can expand and spread it around the world. This is how new technologies arrive and new jobs. We should be at a point where from 2005 to 2015, 90% of the new jobs are not MIC jobs being paid inferior wages, but are new types of technology, both intellectual property, that's never been invented before. Instead, with Obama and with the globalists, and this is not just here, but in Europe and elsewhere, we have a pig in a poke. We have nothing. And that's just that's not getting a passing grade.
So that's great. But
you can see how I fit in with the LaRouche philosophy, my ideas, which I think are, that's why I think LaRouche is so important, that we need that whole process to renew a positive environment for a new millennium.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
And welcome back. Let's talk about these articles, and again, they're going to be posted up the links. The BRICS, led by China, are making a scientific revolution. It's time to rid the U.S. of the cultural degeneracy. It's interesting the way the Chinese are approaching. When they had their economic crisis in 2008, they didn't just panic and start printing more money like Obama and the Fed. They decided, hey, let's build infrastructure. Let's open up the door and say, hey, we're going to build tokamak fusion reactors. We're going to get beyond stupid, as Einstein says, it's kind of a strange thing to boil water by nuclear fission. That's Albert Einstein, who actually discovered special relativity that allowed the formation of nuclear reactors and nuclear bombs and so on. So we have the scientists who invented the technology, and we have the LaRouche article, PAC, International Schiller Event, which of course is the video, and the new perspectives on the Western water crisis. People need to understand there's solutions for every one of these. And we can lay them all out for people so they have to understand this isn't way out there. I talked on the break about hyperbaric oxygen greenhouses and about an Uber bus system we're going to talk about. We actually have a gentleman up in Los Angeles developing it in conjunction with our Bruce McKeeman and hyperbaric dives and technology that I'm bringing in from China, the ATLRS and the quantum resonant magnetic machine, and what's called morphogenic field therapy, combined with what I call a NutriMed medical barista. If you don't want to take pills, you can actually open the pills and capsules and create a super great tasting blended nutraceutical drink, or if you want to call it a, you know, a smoothie, that has all the nutrient things to reverse your metabolic and toxic and genetic problems. So there's no such thing as a lack of solutions. Whether it's economic solutions, geopolitical, or environmental, even the technology to get rid of the nuclear waste in the Pacific Ocean from Fukushima Daiichi. The reason why there aren't solutions is the globalists are so evil, they want no solutions. They want economic collapse. They want to maintain control, even if they contract the world economy and kill billions of people.
Yeah, but the point is, there's no such thing, you're right, as a lack of solutions, but the problem is that people don't really know how to define the real problem. You know, they go after the smallest things as the problem versus looking at the fact that the real problem becomes the attack on the creative powers of man. And let me clarify that by saying...
Exactly. I agree with you. In other words, just trying to say that...
People are sitting here for the first time in the history of California. You're going to have people rationing water. Why are we rationing water? Because, you know, first of all, we're not looking at this as, this is not a problem of the people of California. This is a global problem. And what the Chinese are doing is they are presenting solutions from outside the box. They're presenting solutions from a global and galactic perspective in terms of man in the solar system, and not that, okay, we have to solve these problems by cutting water or, you know, praying for rain.
You got people in California
who are taking the Rick Perry Texas strategy, let's just do a rain dance and pray for rain.
And hour three, we're going to have Deborah Tavares talking about primary water. And the fact is, the same as primary oil, the gold theory, which, by the way, the Russians bought into, and that's why they were, until recently, the number one oil and gas producer. We're only number one because we're destroying our country. Hydrofracking is stupid with chemicals. You can do hydrofracking with microwaves and other technology without chemicals. And secondly, you can't hydrofrack unless you recharge the aquifers. It's stupid to dry out the roots of your trees and desertify the United States, make the water toxic or gases released. So you turn on your tap in Walsenburg, Colorado, and you light it, or if you're in Pennsylvania, you light it, and you have to keep your windows open or the gases will accumulate and your house will blow up. People say, that's not true, Dr. Deagle. I said, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. You can actually talk to people that are in that situation. We don't need to do that to maintain lots of oil. Obama is purposely working across purposes by costing us three times the cost to ship oil and gas from the Canadian tar sands. The Canadian tar sands alone, by the way, which do cross over into North Dakota, those tar sands are large enough to supply the world with enough energy for 100,000 years. Just the tar sands alone. That doesn't talk about Venezuela, the 7 trillion barrels of oil. Doesn't talk about the Liberty Rig in the second largest batholith on the planet in the Prudhoe Bay area of north of the Northwest Territories in Alaska. There's no shortage of even oil and energy. The problem is, if you burn it all, just in Venezuela, the oxygen concentration on the planet would drop to zero, which means you need to move to non-oxygen-consuming technology, and you have to not keep polluting or destroying the oceans with nuclear waste, like Fukushima. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Well, the better idea is that we have to actually look at what the Chinese are doing with their space program and actually take a lesson from where we have failed, and especially what is presented as real solutions and evidence, the mine of helium-3 on the moon, how we can actually solve these scientific questions, and people conclusion that they can't be solved.
Well, the problem is, you see, it's already solved. It was solved 50, 60 years ago. And most of what the Chinese have is industrial espionage or passed through Israel. It's a real hell directly to the Chinese. The Chinese just have the guts to actually say, we're going to take whatever you developed and go further. A good example is Bombardier of Quebec, Canada. The best rail transit systems in the world are Bombardier Canada. Now they're trumped by the Chinese, who then got their teams of engineers together and got speeds up to 80 to 150 miles an hour faster with more safety controls and so on, so they can get much higher production out of their rail systems in China. And their idea is they want high-speed rail all over China, along the dragon cities, along the coastal areas and the inner cities of China, So their approach is to build infrastructure, which is exactly what Lyndon LaRouche talks about, building tool and die industry, infrastructure, ways of getting rid of pollution so they don't pollute more of their rivers while they build up their industry. The Chinese are taking a correct approach, but they've grown so quickly, they've polluted a lot of their country, but they know that if they don't find a technical solution and have real science behind it, they're going to kill their environment while they blow up their economy. And
well,
here in America,
we have to solve all of these things, but the reality is we have to start from the conception of the obligation of the mission of human beings has to be to improve the conditions of life on the planet.
Exactly.
So
in other words, we're the stewards of Earth.
Right.
What I teach on the spiritual level is we're a tripartite being. The spirit in us is God. It's not a separate thing. It is God. Okay? Everybody needs to know that. There's this little seed, atom, if you want to call it, that is God that's in you. And secondly, you have a soul, which is a higher dimensional part of mind. We are separate from any other, quote, animal on Earth. We have a soul that is a mind that is not only individual, but a we. In other words, we have a global collective consciousness. And that's why our current reality is the collective intentions of all our consciousness. And if we have people steering it in the wrong direction, we create a bad timeline that's very destructive. And then finally, we have the physical world. We're the stewards of this planet. We are, in a sense, if God is the king, you know, the eternal one, we're the queen. We're the body, literally, to create our own timeline and our future. We're controlling our own genetics so we can get rid of disease and illness and mitochondrial dysfunction. We're going to lengthen human lifespan so literally there's zero senescence. You only die of stupidity, arrogance, and accidental death. You won't die. You'll die looking good even at 1,000 someday. That human beings don't need to live in a polluted planet. We don't need to be creating toxic radioactive or chemical waste. We don't need the GMO foods to keep the critters off our food. We don't need to do things that are stupid, that destroy the biosphere for other living things, which are necessary for even our epigenetics to express our own human civilization. And then, of course, once we get our act together, we're going to start interacting with advanced civilizations from other worlds. We already have discovered in our own galaxy there's 100 billion Earth-like planets, probable according to the research calculations done just this year, in our galaxy alone that could house life. 100 billion. So the idea that we're the lone living thing in this sentient being in this universe is beyond ridiculous. It's asinine.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk more about solutions. Visit LaRouchePAC.com, LaRouchePAC.com, the number to call, LaRouche Foundation, 800-922-2907.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back. Keisha, the nice thing I like about what the LaRouche Foundation does and teaching that's gone down through all the great people in your organization, from Lyndon right down to yourself, Harley Schlanger, and many of the other people, is you try to change people's perspective on issues rather than their mind. You really can't change people's mind. You have to change the perspective so they can see what the water crisis is and the fact that they don't really want solutions. Even the solutions are jumping out at them. Like here, you know, just a few miles away in Carlsbad, we have a giant water conversion project that actually takes seawater and converts to millions of gallons of water a day. That's going to come online in the next month or so. It's been being built over the last 3.5-4 years. That's just one of many solutions. And I don't believe the toilet tap water thing is going to work properly if you can't remove all the toxins. Putting toxins back in the water cycle, so people are literally, you know, they're telling them that it's potable when it contains 10,000 toxic chemicals of parts per million or higher, or heavy metals, or radiotoxins, or chemotherapy, birth control pill, and cardiac drugs is a bad idea. But people are going to be told by their pinhead government and bureaucrats that they've, quote, legally made it clean, but it's not biologically clean. Just the same way as they can legally say that, hey, don't worry about the pollution coming from China, even though we could give them a deal with North American Energy that could make the Chinese pollution drop to virtually zero. The Chinese know what they're up against. They know that America and the global bankers want to squeeze them until their economy collapses and they have a revolution.
And it's not going to happen.
But the danger is if it does happen, you're going to see not just those nations, but people don't understand even the revolutions in the so-called Arab countries is devastated people with no future. The reason why these young men are joining ISIS is because they have no future otherwise. They're being taught a philosophy and a trajectory of their life that indicates they're going nowhere. And so they get taught this.
Let me say something on that. But also, first, let me also make a challenge and a proposal for people who are listening, which is that the solution also lies in the petition, the resolution that is being circulated, has been circulated now for a number of weeks with very high-level leading institutional figures on why the U.S. must join the BRICS, why the U.S. and Europe must join the BRICS. And many people are paying attention to the activity and the work that we're creating around that. I want to really challenge everybody listening not only to sign this resolution, which you can find either on the LaRouchePact.com website, but also circulate it. Get the discussion going. Ask people that you're talking to, your family, your friends, and so forth, why is it that what is being, the American people are being subjected to as what is reality, what we're getting in the news in terms of what is going on is completely isolated and flawed of what is actually happening as a real solution being presented. Why is the U.S. media talking about the developments of the BRICS, of the AIIB, of this commitment to infrastructure, of taking up what the United States actually represented, what our nation represented as a republic under Alexander Hamilton? Why are nations of Russia and China, in essence, acting more American than Americans? Because, to use the term in terms of from the standpoint of acting more Americans, that they are looking at what the real vision of the Hamiltonian perspective, breaking with this bankrupt financial oligarchy, this system of monetarism. Because one thing is interesting is people say, well, the BRICS nations and what they're doing couldn't be any different from what's already in place in terms of the pre-existing notion of basically going with another financial system, a replacing of the current monetary system with a new one. And no, it doesn't represent that at all. What it represents is that we're going to define a real basis for economic progress through investing in development and infrastructure, as you said before.
What you're seeing is the dialogue between the Western banking system, which was Hamiltonian when it built this nation up, to a von Mises Austrian system, which is feudal. That means the overlords have everything, and the groveling population has nothing.
Yeah.
And no infrastructure is being built, whereas what China is grasping is, hey, we want an economy that builds up infrastructure, the investment in the population to have higher educated masses of population. They graduate more engineers from Beijing alone than all our engineers and all our PhDs in every hard science in America, just in Beijing. We're not talking about Guangdong or any other major city in China, just in Beijing. How do we think we're going to keep up with a country that creates that many engineers alone? And by the way, most of their politicians are engineers. You pretty well don't get into politics in China unless you're an engineer first.
We don't have too many scientists in our... We have some Wall Street lackeys in the...
Well, we have lawyers. Lawyers, I call that, but phonetically similar to liar. You see, the law should protect laws, logic, justice, and a not guilty until proven innocent process. And again, this is one of the major law problems that happened with that case of that young girl in Italy that was falsely charged that she was had committed murder. The justice system is Napoleonic. Well, we have a Napoleonic financial system now. Hell be damned, large transnational corporations can get anything, including political alliances now. And the smaller corporations are American-based and have to pay the taxes, and the middle class are being crushed to death. And you don't build an economy on that. You end up with a groveling underclass that is expecting handouts and are going to continue. And that's what the Democratic Party, to a great extent, and to a large extent, behind the scenes, although they don't want to admit it, the Republican Party, because even the Obamacare system that was set up, which is abominable, was a Republican idea. It's not a Democrat idea. Mm-hmm. It's both parties. And people don't understand the economic system we have now. Because handouts like
Romney Care.
Yeah, exactly. And General Electric is $2 billion contract to do electronic medical records with Health and Human Services with Obamacare, but they don't pay any federal taxes. I mean, this is pretty schizophrenic. We wonder, why is the economy crashing? Why is the dollar in such a thing? Why were industries, when we move 50,000 industries to third world countries so we can use their slave labor? And as everything moves toward robotics, even in China and Foxconn, they're firing employees and they're moving to total robotic production of the iPhone, iPad, and the new iPhone 6 Plus. They're not built with humans, they're built with robots. And people don't understand that the world is going to leave America behind if we don't get our act together.
Yep, and we have to join in that perspective, not get left behind. So I would say also people should, we've gotten some very interesting calls and responses and people wanting to help out in the fight. Call 1-800-922-2907. Talk to our activist organizers and discuss with them how you can get active, how we can get this word, how we can get this solution out to more people, and obviously get people to listen to this show and to go on to the LaRouche Pack website.
Yeah, and I think it's important. There's a lot of videos on there, a lot of great articles. As I say, we can't change your mind. You have to change it. And you change your mind by asking better questions, but what we can do is we can assist you to change your perspective.
And yeah, by getting people to understand that there is a such thing as truth, that it's not about everybody's opinion, and we can get to a core value of how do we understand a principle of true scientific method. And that's what Mr. LaRouche, at 92 years old, is still challenging the population with, and his what he has been producing and putting forth as an economic and scientific method for a very long time.
In other words, it's just as hard principles for the survival of a civilization as subatomic particle physics.
Yep.
And those principles of truth apply to energy flux density, investment in the future, non-polluting our planet, learning to not cover up and hide technologies behind the no such agencies and DARPA and weapons of warfare, but making them available, having an economy so we have true credit and we have the velocity of money not dropping through the floor with our Baltic Dry Index now lower than it's been in 50 years. The people that are running our planet, if it was a business, they'd run it into the ground. And Obama is mortally wounding America and putting the world in danger of world war.
So let's get the April Fool out of there.
That's a good day. It's April Fool's Day. He's our April Fool guy. The Abominator, just like the Terminator. Thank you. You did a great job, Keisha.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.